Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. Yeah! My name is Christopher Moore. Coming to you from Urbana, Illinois. In the Midwest, the breadbasket, the heart of America. Greetings from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. This is Christopher Moores, and I am here to say to you, hello, my friend. Thank you for tuning in as we travel through the cosmos. Everything that has come before is but a prelude to what is to come. How's life in the body treating you? How's life in the world? How's life if you live in the USA? People around the world, whatever they think, however outlandish they imagine it is, they still have no idea what it's like to be on the inside of the USA. So many stiffies out there gabbing away. You know, I did about 60 shows or so, and I had to take a break. I had to do some shit in the world, man. I had to survive. I had some crazy things happen. Separated from some girls. Lost one of my sisters in a terrible accident. Moved. Started all over. And I've kind of done that before. I've lived in many different cities. I darted around Michigan. Moved down to Illinois. Moved up to Minneapolis. Then moved out west for about a month and a half. And then came back to where I am now. All through my life, I played trumpet, was into music. In the short amount of time I was in Minneapolis, 6 years or so, kind of took a break from that too. Still did it to some extent, but not to the extent that I had up to that point. Thank God. And it took me a while to open back up to that. But I did. Thank God. And life goes on. And I'd like to thank my friends out in the internet radio community. Seems like anytime I'm ready to give it a rest or wonder if I'm going to call it quits, one of them calls me and writes me an email and says, hey, you want to be on the show? And I say, sure. Man, and I kind of fire things back up again. I guess you could say the last couple of years, I have gotten back into some of those old things and took a little bit of a break from the push I had been doing on the internet. And, 6 years or so, I was in a massively intense creative frenzy. I've written 300 songs, 4 or more books, depending on how you look at it, 7 or so classical works, half a dozen jazz tunes, about 365 cosmic cartoons, probably 100 or so digital images, all kinds of paintings, several wood carvings. One thing I'm doing now that's kind of cool is doing some advertising work, filming some TV and radio commercials. So I'm on AM and FM radio across the airwaves in my area. It's fun. Radio came up again in that way, in a totally different part of my life. And I have come to understand the message that is loud and clear. This is a great medium for me. And I can light it up, baby. I can do things that nobody else can do. All these pompous asses who think they're so fucking great. So what? Who cares? I don't have to shout. In fact, that's the thing that's the best about listening to me. And that's what I think my audience enjoys. Hey, you can float in, float out, do whatever. I don't have any expectations. You don't need to listen to what I'm doing. I just hope you enjoy it. And maybe get a little something from it. I enjoy it. I'm compelled to do it. You know, in my early meditative experiences, that's one of the things that kind of took over. I'd be sitting there. I'd suddenly have a realization, and then all of a sudden I would speak some crazy shit that I'd be just as surprised about as the person sitting next to me. I was like, where did that come from? And then pretty soon I started recognizing that that was happening. This was while I was practicing a meditation taught to me by a man named Ray. A Zen teacher in the Japanese tradition. He taught me to open to inspiration. And another friend, another dear friend, Shab, taught me to appreciate my life. And in these early days, I recognized I was born to speak the truth. I have looked and looked and lived and lived. I'm incredibly old in my time here on the earth. I can't seem to give it up. But soon, I will have gained enough momentum to break the threshold and move on. I'm not sure where I'm going to go next. I know that I'm not going to be in a rush to come down here and get another body this time. No matter how much I want to be with another woman or eat another pizza or crack another joke. Bask in the sunlight. Eat a banana. There's all kinds of cool things to do down here, but geez, oh Pete, sometimes it can feel like a kick in the balls. Goes up, it goes down, it goes round and round. You create it. I create it. We create it.
You live, you die, you laugh, you cry, open up, resonate your heart. One day you'll know it, one day you'll show it, look around. You can find a way. Come along and be near it. Come along, join the spirit. Come along, come along.
And so I noticed that I spoke the truth. And I reflected upon myself and asked myself this question. Sir, if you are naturally inclined to speak the truth, is it not your responsibility to do so? And facilitate the opening, the spreading of that energy that compels you? If it's in your nature, then that begets responsibility. You've been given gifts, each and every one of you listening right now, and I do mean each and every one of you, have been given gifts. Beautiful, magnificent gifts.
gifts of the Lord.
Let's thank we are our God. Yes, sir. There are no rules. Now, I spoke in many years before I actually found the medium of radio. Or should I say the medium of radio found me. I had dreamed of doing it. I even drew pictures that told me I was going to do that. And it seems inevitable. I so much enjoyed our Bell and Coast to Coast AM. All the people out there that might want to trash Art Bell, hey, fuck off, man. You don't need to bust Art Bell's balls. He was a pioneer. He built the whole thing all the internet radio crazies are doing. He was the first one to step out there into the realm of the spooky and the weird and the strange. And he did it in a cool-ass way. He basically was a big inspiration for me in radio. In midnight, it was the perfect time. That's one of the suckiest things about Champaign-Urbana. There's not that many. It's a great place. But the biggest bummer is I can't listen to Art Bell here. Well, I mean, I guess he's not really on the air anyway. But Coast to Coast AM. It's not the same, but it's all right. I'd just like to say right now that hire me when old George Norrie's contract's done, and I'll shoot the ratings of that bitch through the roof. I'll get down to business. I'll do it like it was meant to be done. Remember that. I'm the best of the best. So on we go. Nature itself pointing the way. The creative process still underway. Every single thing you radiate, every thought, every feeling goes out, and then one day we'll come back. And what you're feeling and what you're radiating moment to moment is what I call prayer. Prayer is not talking to yourself in some manner or another. It can be, I suppose, but that's almost like, that should almost be called mini prayer or, well, I don't even know. I used to go to church. Oh, yeah. Lutheran church. And I'll tell you, man, small town, and it's a fucking crime what these people get away with. Some of these pastors standing up there week after week after week condemning the village folk. They haven't done anything wrong. They're just trying to live, just trying to get by, deal with the circumstance that were provided. And nowhere have I ever seen Jesus do that. But somehow these clowns think it's their job to go up there and parade around like lunatics, shouting and wagging their fingers. Well, motherfuckers, I'm wagging my finger at you. You're the ones who can go to hell. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, I'd sit there and I'd watch my grandma after she had gone up to the front of the congregation and eaten her wafer. And then she'd come back and she'd sit in the pew. And then she'd just sit there and I'd be like, what is she doing? She talking to herself? She talking to Jesus? What's she doing? And to this day, I don't have any clue what she what she was doing. I guess, you know, internally you could be like, thank you, God, for that wafer I just ate, that wine which symbolizes your blood smeared up on the cross. I'm sorry, guys. Some of you, probably most of the people listening to this show probably are not too intense Christians anyway. I don't think most of Gen Xers are. Now, I'm telling you, I've got no problems with the teaching of Jesus. But you got problems with the church. By the way, remove their tax exempt status. That'd be a shot in the arm to the economy. And they don't deserve it. Pay the taxes like everybody else. You're just another business. Make the people feel guilty. Make them feel like they have to come to you for absolving their sins. One day, they'll be coming to us and begging for forgiveness for the sins they're committing in the name of their God. No, God's not angry. He never was. It was all a ruse. So much of what's going on is a ruse. And it's up to us to snap out of it.
When you think black is white, and think that wrong is right, and think your up is down, and that your cross is a crown, and that your sky is red, and that the Lord is dead, and think your favorite show puts you deep in the know. TV is rotting your brain, you'll never be the same. Brother Big, a demon in a wig, say hi to no more rights. A long and lonely night, the dream that used to be is under tyranny. Somehow we all will see and glimpse eternity. Oh, someday we will find the soul of humankind. TV is rotting your brain, you'll never be the same. You still think that your own shit don't stink.
It's a magic picture show, starring everyone you know. It's a magic picture show, starring everyone you know. It's a magic picture show starring everyone you know. It's a magic picture show starring everyone you know.
Do you think Jesus Christ ever cut with a knife? He seemed to like to bleed. It was a kind of need. Sleep on a bed of nails until you're cold and pale. Then get yourself a drink. You found the missing link.
Is rotting your brain. You'll never be the same.
You still think that your own shit don't stink.
It's a magic picture show starring everyone you know. It's a magic picture show starring everyone you know. It's a magic picture show starring everyone you know. It's a magic picture show starring everyone you know.
Silly little butterfly flying outrageous. Can you tell the titsy fly I'm not contagious? Then perhaps you come with me and walk around the forest. We could eat some mushrooms there and join in nature's chorus. Even in my birthday suit I feel I'm not exposed. Do you know which symphony molds are decomposed? No need to end the lunacy or we'll go on and on. You'll have to pay the piper if you're ever
when
going
you
home.
Think black is white and think that wrong is right, and think you're up is down, and think your cross a crown, and that your sky is red, and that the Lord is dead, and think your favorite show puts you deep in the know.
TV is rotting your brain, you'll never be the same.
Yep, a little hiatus does a body good. It's time to let the lions roar. Echo throughout the land. It's time to blow the lid off of political correctness. It is so sickening. We can, you know, the whole point of freedom of speech is supposed to remove that pretense. In America, supposedly, you should be able to express what you really have to say. So many have been made to cower in fear and through shoveling dirt. Have been battered into submission. Hey, it's tough times out there. It's easy to give up. But I see where a true patriot, they know that it is better to die than to live a lie. That was what the American Revolution was really based on. And I know there's thousands of negatives here, there, everywhere about all sorts of different stuff. But you can't stop me from speaking in the positive. And I'm not going to play the game of darkness and fear. I'm well aware of the Illuminati and the Federal Reserve and the spooks out there. But what I'm saying doesn't harm anybody. To positively create the world around you. To do good things. Do good works. Speak the truth. Sure, sometimes you'll be up against things that are corrupt. People that are vicious. That's why one of the unifying principles that came out of my deepest meditations was the pairing of awareness and willpower. You can't let the forces of evil steamroll you. You've got to be able to look those fuckers in the eye and say, no. You'll not stop me. You'll not turn my opinion. You'll not make me bow down. And logic supports this. It's in everybody's best interest to do good works. And there's nothing against having your own things, your own space, your own place, a few toys. Hell yeah. Have some toys. Have some time off. Enjoy. There's no law or rule or shame. Law or rule against that or any shame in doing so. To think that God would condemn it or Jesus would condemn it? No. Either one of those cats would be aware of nature. In the song of the bird. In the chirp. Chirp, chirp of the caterpillar. Raindrops and moonbeams and all kinds of roses. Hey there, you people with eyes, mouth, and noses. I say hello to you, you say hi too. Now you and me can go to the moon. Buddha, buddy, bwee, ba do ba 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 li la 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 ba do 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 la. These are a few of my favorite things. Boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam, boom, bam. Now let me tell you, folks. There's a cool recording of that out there. You know, to some of my friends, it's one of the obvious ones. But it's My Favorite Things by John Coltrane. If you haven't heard it, if you don't own it, if you don't have it on your iPod, get your ass out there and download that thing. It's good stuff. Then check out a little bit more. Give it a chance. Give it some time. So much is based on what you make time for. Nothing pisses me off more than somebody making the excuse, oh, I can't, I was too busy, or I had this and that, and blah, 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 blah. You're weak. Sorry, man. It's time for me to call it like it is. The clock's ticking. Shit's falling apart all around me. It's going to be sooner or later. And anyway, it's my right as an American. I don't believe in the forces of darkness. And I don't give them power over me. I don't invite them to give me a hard time either. I'm just trying to make it a better place, a better world. To do what I perceive based on, let's see, 9 years at the university, these state universities that trained me, and then following on with 6 or 7, well, at this point, another 9. Holy crap, time flies. This started about in 2000. So let's say 9 or 10 years is good, hard schooling, and 9 or 10 years of esoteric studies, psychological studies, historical studies, devouring information of every way, shape, and form, so that this flow I have can turn around and use that as part of its lexicon to describe what's going on. To give a different perspective when outside of the norm. I'm so sorry. You know, something else that has really been an inspiration to me lately is one, Frank Zappa, man. Another one. Download his shit. Open up to that world. This guy's an American prophet. He stood up to Congress and said, hey, it's a load of bullshit, man. And he, I read his book. A friend of mine loaned me his book. Made me an even bigger fan. Now, this guy knew how to rock.
Find what it is that you love to do and do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. If it feels good to you, then you should do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. Find what it is that you love to do and do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. If it feels good to you, then you should do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend.
This is for the one who knows it. This is for the one who shows it. This is for the
friend I haven't met.
Now you can go shout about it. No one can dare live without it. Life does not come
with a safety net.
Find what it is that is true for you and find out some more. One who says otherwise can go right out of the door. If it is right for you, then you should find out some more. One who says otherwise can go right out of the door. No one knows what is inside of you, so let down your hair. One who says otherwise has never really been there. If it feels good deep inside of you, let down your hair. One who says otherwise has never really been there.
Were you surprised when you heard the shit I was dishing out? Were you surprised when you heard the shit I was dishing out? Were you surprised when you heard the shit I was dishing out? Were you surprised when you heard the shit I was dishing out?
Find what it is that you love to do and do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. If it feels good to you, then you should do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. Find what it is that you love to do and do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. If it feels good to you, then you should do it again. One who says otherwise is not a very good friend. La 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 la.
All right, let's just hit on the Federal Reserve for a moment. Man, you know,
United States needs to print its own money. Until that happens, none of this shit's gonna be solved. And there needs to be a cap on the credit card interest rates. This usury stuff is taking us down. And all these wars in foreign lands to protect against that terror while home falls to pieces. Now, which scenario is worse? I'd rather have the money stay home. I'd rather have this place be in sweet shape. Shore up our defenses. Build our own resources. Line the East Coast with wind farms. Build a billion sun soakers, otherwise known as solar panels. Everybody, everywhere. Government should be handing those out like candy, not bailouts. God damnable. The last president that was truly for the people? Probably JFK. That's why they rubbed him out. Come on, nobody believes the official story. Nobody. And what does that beget? The understanding that we all share. Something fucked up happened. More fucked up stuff keeps happening. They shut down the hippies, all right. You poor hippies. Peace, man. Yeah, man. Raindrops and moonbeams and all kinds of toeses. I'm telling you, people, it's crazy out there. And like I was saying earlier, the people around the world, no matter how crazy you think America is, it's crazier. We're crazier. But you know what? I was watching some of these goofy YouTube videos about dumb Americans. Sure, there's plenty of dumbasses out there. But the impression you give is completely wrong. And any one of you bastards making those videos want to come and talk to me, to debate me about anything, let's go. I'm ready. Give me a call. We'll do it on Skype. We'll post it for everyone. If you roast me, fine. Let's go. You want to say all Americans are dumb? They're not. I have some shockingly intelligent friends who are doing good work. In the name of creative spirit. Just for altruistic purposes. For the good of the art. Art for art's sake, man. Because they care. And you snobberies in Europe, you take the best American artists. They're kicking your ass. That's why you gotta try to mock us. Sure, there's some messed up things going on. Our government's crazy. Our entertainment's crazy. But you know what? When it comes right down to it, we're a hardy folk. That's why you fear us. And that's why we are still such a big player. Such a dominant player. Go ahead, throw your stones. We're not going to collapse. There are too many good people here for it to happen. But, I'll admit, plenty of dumbasses. Now, if you people haven't had a chance to read my books yet,
I know a lot of you have. And I appreciate your letters and the feelings you share with me about them. I really do. I mean, it's the world to me. Sometimes I think those of you who have read my books or enjoy my artwork know me better than the people closest to me in my world. And I appreciate what you give me. Helps out a lot. So thank you. I guess I've decided that the way I'm going to describe it is kind of like the spiritual side of science fiction. Where in it's called science fiction, but there's a lot of truth in it. And I think in the same way I'd like to call at least some of my books mystical fiction. You can't prove it. You can't cite it as historical fact. I just wrote a lot of it off the top of my head. While some amazing things were happening. Some of the stuff I've pulled out of thin air, I can hardly believe. That's how I, one of my criteria for evaluating a true spiritual experience. Is it beyond your preconceived notion? Did it really descend from the beyond? And when you remove your self-doubt, you open the channel. Let me say that again. When we remove self-doubt, we open the channel. Booyah! I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. Yeah. So come on, bring it on. Sorry, I know some of the people in the faraway ranges of the world think that's haughty talk. But you know, I spent many years in pure passivity, practicing being free of ego and you know, eventually what happens is you develop a strong sense of individuality. It's different than the ego. You simply come to know certain things about yourself. And you're not going to let anybody else keep you from saying that. You know I have many talents. And I'm a strong and intelligent person. That's not being arrogant or presumptuous. I've come to know that. I can show that. I can demonstrate that. And it's so. So to be like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. Or just be to close my mouth or close my mind or keep it to myself. That's not what I'm all about. I've come to accept what I'm all about. And be solid in that. And I hope more than anything, what I inspire is a bit of that in you to follow your dreams, to don't hold back, to realize there is only so much time and that it's not so serious anyway. What is shaped in the world is a tiny sliver of the possibilities. Open your minds, open your hearts, read some good books, and don't forget to read the funny pages. Good night! I was just going to get my husband.
I'm gonna jump.